Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's a little Texas rock and roll there. Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's for the number three. Doug Campbell's our guest, our good friend. He is the success coach. Put it.com on the end of that, and you'll find him online and all of the things he does, his books and all of his writings. Doug, thanks again for being here. We're talking about your efforts and others to retain entrepreneurs in your case, Connecticut, but in the New England area, and really what people can do all over the world, you know, all over the country. Doug, what you're experiencing in your part of the world is what's happening in other parts of the country. I don't know if you are aware of that or not. In flyover America, the entrepreneurs are leaving not because they're high taxed and high cost, like you, as you admitted earlier, that the tri-state area in New England has a problem with, but because the millennial entrepreneurs, you know, they don't have the lifestyle that they want. You know, in Sheboygan, you know, Sheboygan is not as sexy as Chicago is. Peoria is not as sexy as St. Louis is, that kind of thing. And so they have a problem keeping their young entrepreneurs at home for those reasons. So it's not just your area. We've all got to find a way to help these young folks, these young entrepreneurs. And I think technology is going to be the answer. I think it allows them to go really wherever they want to go. What do you think?
See, a lot of people want to move to the cities. There's a big push that way. They want to be in places where they can walk, places that have a cluster of millennials. Yeah. And yeah. Stanford is certainly one of those now. But the technology allows you to be connected. So it really depends. Are you happy in a small town in Michigan or Wisconsin or whatever? And a lot of people probably aren't, or they probably want to try New York City or Chicago or L.A. or something like that. I've seen it. It may not work, but it's a challenge, yeah.
Well, and I get it. I understand all that, but it's one of the things that we have to do. And now you guys are doing some things to help that, right? You're raising some cash. You're giving them some money. Are there any strings when those entrepreneurs and those business plan programs, when they get the cash that you talked about in the last segment, are there any strings to that? Do they have to spend it locally? What's the deal?
Well, one of the things, the contest I talked about before, they get $10,000. So these are local entrepreneurs. There are no restrictions. I mean, they've gone through a process of applying, of presenting, of competing, and winning. Actually, there's an event next week, which is a big one in Connecticut, which is called Venture Clash. And we had 200 companies compete from around the world, and the final nine are presenting at Yale School of Management. Uh-huh. And there's $5 million in prizes. And they will, and a lot of them are pretty successful companies in Europe or Israel or, you know, South Africa or wherever. And the winning companies will move to Connecticut and bring jobs. And that was very successful last year, and very, very accomplished companies.
Are they required to stay in Connecticut for a period of time,
they're part of the deal is if they win $1 million is to open an office, and a lot of them have already been here for a week. They've already met with, you know, if they're an insurtech or fintech, they've met with Synchrony Bank, which is in Stanford, or they met with insurance companies in Hartford.
Well, see,
they've been around the state.
A lot of flyover America communities have economic development organizations that are out there trying to find the next big factory, and I don't blame them for that. Nobody, you know, if you can get a chance to bring in 400 people, company, that's great. But while they're doing that, I think they're missing opportunities to help 400 entrepreneurs, 400 startups, get started in their community by doing something, the things that you're talking about. Use some of that activity, some of those resources to help these people get out of the ground, but have a little bit of a string attached. That if you're okay, if we help you get started, if we help you get off out of the ground, that you have to stay here for at least 5 years if you take this money, that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. And stage two of the is if you raise $75,000, the state will match it with 150. So it's a 2-to-1 match. You know, if you qualify and go through all the hoops. It's interesting. I don't know if you saw. I was at a meeting yesterday. Well, this is an angel group that I work with in the state, and the woman had this. I guess they've just written all the new rules for this opportunity zone. Have you heard about this, Jim?
Yes.
So, as part of the tax law, they set up these opportunity zones, and it's around the country and the world, and they're specified what these areas are. So, that if you have a capital gain and you invest in an opportunity zone, you can delay or have no capital gains if you invest for 10 years.
Wow.
And so the idea is to develop, you know, like a Bridgeport or, you know, poorer cities or poorer areas and encourage people to move into those areas. And just the regs just came out on Monday, but it's pretty broad. Actually, Liddy, a friend of mine, Liddy Carter, who used to run the venture group in the state, is setting up funds to, you know, raise capital to help people invest in opportunity zones. And I think it's, you know, it's exciting because that really helps not only the local entrepreneurs, but the local minorities, too.
Doug, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Doug Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, the successcoach.com. Check it out. You find his books there and all the things he does. Keep up the good work, Doug. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.